Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And I'll write your name.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
It is brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness continues to lift vocal. We are stronger together. We will get through this together. Pretty sneaky Swift. Taylor Swift. It looks like she is already re-recording her entire back catalog. She said she was going to do that after Scooter Braun and her former label.
Big Machine
deal. What?
Big Machine, right?
Yeah. So Big Machine sold her back catalog to Scooter Braun, and she claims that they didn't give her a chance to buy all of her masters and her back catalog. So over the weekend, she said she was super excited about a cover of Look What You Made Me Do, which was used on the show Killing Eve. Take a listen.
Fire smarter, iron harder in the nick of time. Honey rosin from the dead, do it all the time. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. What you made me do.
The band that covered the song, Jack Leopards and the Dolphin Club. Never heard of them? They don't have any other songs out. But the song's co-producers are listed as Jack Antonoff, who's, you know, from Fun and Bleachers fame, and also Big Producer, who's produced a bunch of Taylor songs, and Niles Sjoberg. That's the pseudonym that Taylor used when she wrote This Is What You Came For. For Rihanna and Calvin Harris. People think that Taylor's brother Austin is the one singing because he's used Dolphin Club in the past.
Weird. I didn't know her brother was an artist.
Yeah, me either. Huh. So it looks like this is maybe how she's going to start re-recording all of her stuff.
What do you mean? With her brother singing it? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Or other people singing it, because they said she couldn't do like a note for note re-recording of her stuff. That wouldn't be legal. So she's gonna find some other way around it. We were talking earlier this morning about Lisa Marie Presley and how she has no money. Well, Elvis Presley has something up on the auction block. I don't think that any of this money goes to Lisa Marie, but if you're interested, it's a rhinestone studded jock strap.
Really?
Yeah.
That belonged to the king.
Yes. So the what? The thing has rhinestones all over it. And then around the waistband in blue rhinestones are his initials, EP. Someone said it's extravagant, absurd, sexually potent. This rhinestone studded chalk strap is pure Elvis Presley.
Wow. Does it say taking care of business on it anywhere?
No, it doesn't. No lightning bolt either. But they say it's a rare opportunity to own an intimate piece of the king. And the auction company thinks it's going to go for at least $36,000.
It's got to be the most a jockstrap's ever been sold for, right?
I would think. I don't know if anyone else has ever sold one.
And I assume this is from he used to play handball?
don't know.
Because he had the courts. Okay.
Oh, really? Did
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is there someone else out there whose jockstrap you'd pay more for?
I wouldn't even pay money for this one, so no.
It'd be top of my list.
Okay. Yeah, no. You have to take a look at it.
Tacky? It's not a classy rhinestone.
It's not a regular like bike, you know, that you had when you were in high school.
It's subtle.
No, it's not. It's not like fresh out of the package, though, for sure. Like, it looks like...
I had that feeling it was a custom job. It's got his initials on it, and there's rhinestones.
But it looks like it's, you know, it's a little discolored over time. It's not like bright white jockstrap.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's been used.
Well, yeah. I mean, that increases the value.
Ugh, okay.
I'll look it up. I'm sure it's tasteful from the description.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. 15th season premiere of America's Got Talent tonight on NBC as all the summer programming starts. World of Dance also on NBC. And on ABC, the series premiere of Genetic Detective.
Ooh, what is that all about?
A geneticist using her skills to help police solve crimes.
Dump, dump, dump.
Yeah, right.
Sign me up. Oh, this jockstrap is not what I expected. It's very interesting.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's just a regular one that like somebody's aunt got a hold of and put a bunch of stuff on.
Elvis's aunt had a bedazzler.
Yeah, the bedazzler back in the day. Man. This is, you know what? Everybody's staying at home. This is bedazzler's time to shine. You can bedazzle anything.
Anything.
And we talked last week about how John Krasinski signed off on his last SGN, Some Good News, on YouTube saying that this was his last one. Then we found out a few days later that he sold his YouTube show to Viacom CBS. Whew, there is a lot of blowback on this. He's staying with the show as a producer, but some people say, so he made 8 YouTube videos comprised of largely unpaid contributions from fans, sold the brand to a major conglomerate, and isn't even going to make it anymore? Just cashed out? Does this rub anybody else the wrong way? Somebody said it will lose the heart of SGN and just become another corporate money-making, watered-down version of what the show once was.
Mm. Jen, what do you think? You're the biggest SGN fan I know.
And Krasinski. I'm surprised that he sold it, and I don't know how it'll be with another host, but we'll see.
You're going to keep an eye on it, but you're not exactly in at all costs.
No.
It rubs you slightly the wrong way.
I'm just sad that he's not going to host it anymore. I think that's part of the fun of it.
Yeah. He's a huge movie star.
I understand. But
I wonder what kind of money he got. I would hope that the stuff he don't, you know, this is all about positivity and stuff. It'd be cool if he was like, oh, the money we got, I'm donating or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It is I understand people's point. And I like him.
Yeah.
But I understand the points that people are making for sure.
I mean, he got like 2.5 million subscribers in about a month and a half and over 70 million YouTube views for these 8 videos. And yeah.
They only did 8.
Yeah.
I wonder how much money he got.
I know. It's interesting. That's not as interesting as the jockstrap, but still pretty interesting. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40. More online at
If I can have you.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness continues to lift local. We are stronger together. We will get through this together. 6:40 Schmig, which you can listen to on our podcast. We talked about Taylor Swift's secret recording of Look What You Made Me Do with her brother Austin, trying to get back at Scooter Braun and her former label Big Machine, who sold their masters without asking her. Also online, you can see Elvis Presley's rhinestone-studded jockstrap, which he apparently wore for every single concert. It's being auctioned off for like, they think it's going to go for about $36,000. All right. Coronavirus. The latest celebrity, Patrick Ewing, You might have just seen him in ESPN's The Last Dance documentary. 57-year-old NBA star Patrick Ewing hospitalized. He's back home now, but he said this virus is serious and should not be taken lightly. He wants to encourage everyone to stay safe and take care of themselves.
I think he's still the head coach at Georgetown, too.
Oh, yeah. Andrea Bocelli, the opera singer, and his wife have donated plasma after both recovering from coronavirus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And plasma for them to go check out what the deal is? Like, to learn more about the virus? Is that the deal?
Well, and I think they, a lot of people who have recovered, when you don't, then donating your plasma, that helps people who are critically ill with coronavirus, because your plasma has the antibodies to kind of help fight it off. Betty White. People are wondering how our 98-year-old national treasure is doing during coronavirus. She is okay. She said she misses her game nights with friends. She just did a little Zoom Scrabble with them not too long ago, but she says it's not the same. She reads the newspaper cover to cover every day and does lots of crossword puzzles. But her message to the world is to slow down and enjoy what you have. Friends, family, and your pets.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought we needed that right now.
I'll take it, Betty. Thank you.
Thank you for
being a friend.
Speaking of pets, Dakota Johnson, actress, daughter of Melanie Griffith, granddaughter of Tippi Hedren, talked about how her grandmother, kind of the original original Tiger Queen. At one point, she had about 60 lions and tigers.
Oh, my.
Wow.
She has since downsized, and the 90-year-old now has about 13 or 14.
Really?
Whoa!
What? Yes. Dakota was doing an interview with Graham Norton, who's a, you know, big famous guy over in England, and he held up a Life magazine photo from 1971 of Melanie Griffith swimming in the family pool with this huge lion whose name was Neil. And Dakota said, "It is what it is. My mom didn't lose her leg. Like, this is my family."
Crazy, and she still got a bunch.
She still does.
I'm sure some people are upset about that.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because they're the natural predator of birds and she was afraid of being attacked of swarms of birds all the time?
Somebody's hot this second.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Next up, Khloe Kardashian's face. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Khloe Kardashian posted a face on... posted a face. Yeah, sort of. She posted this picture on Instagram and... someone said, "I wish Khloe Kardashian the best of luck with her head transplant, because it doesn't look like her. Somebody else said that they didn't think if Khloe Kardashian entered a Khloe Kardashian lookalike contest, I'm not even sure she'd be in the top 10.
Yeah, it's absurd. And I don't know if it's plastic surgery or a lot of Photoshop or some combination of both, but it's wild. The Kardashians, I know I've expressed some controversial opinions already on the show, including Hitler's alligator, but the Kardashians are getting away with murder and nobody is stopping them. And that's not to say that there's anything wrong with Photoshopping or plastic surgery necessarily, but the constant stuff that they're putting out, the impression that they're putting out as role models, is terrible. And you can't say anything because anybody goes, "They're strong, independent women and they believe in themselves and they're girl bosses and all this stuff." And it's nonsense. We as a country, as a culture, are letting them get away with murder.
Love yourself.
And I'm putting my foot down. Let it be said that the weekend that Hitler's alligator passes away, that no more am I going to let him get away with it.
Yeah, they're calling it a beauty makeover, but
it's not a makeover.
It's not her.
Somebody posted on Twitter like, Khloe through the years, and there's definitely she's had something done to her nose as well as her chin. But this one, there was also some Photoshop going on, because if you notice, she's wearing a butterfly necklace, but there's only a chain on one side. She apparently Photoshopped the She either added the necklace or took away the chain on one side. Mm-hmm. But it does, I mean, when I first saw it on Instagram, I was like, oh, is she wishing like one of her friends a happy birthday and posted a picture of her? Oh, wait, no, that's her face. It's not her face.
It's terrible. The impact they're having is so bad. And again, they've got this bubble around them that you can't say anything because they're...
Listen, it's why I instituted a shunning of the Kardashians many years ago. But as you can tell, I unshunned them for this segment so I could... Okay, reshun. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com, including this face. I don't know who it belongs to, but you can... check it out there. Lance and the Brand now with a look at traffic. Walk the fire for you. Just let me adore you. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 just let me adore you. It's the only thing I'll ever do.
Y98, it is the Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Right now it's celebrity birthday time. Let's look at some famous people born today, May 26th. And let's start off with... a woman who's had so many hits by herself and with the group Fleetwood Mac. How old is Stevie Nicks?
She's like the white winged dove. Sings a song, sounds like she's singing. Ooh, ooh, ooh. She's like the white winged dove. Sings a song, sounds like she's singing. Ooh, baby, ooh, said ooh.
Didn't she used to be involved with Joe Walsh once upon a time as well?
Huh.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Life has been good to him, huh?
So far.
terrible.
Is that a Joe Walsh song lyric?
Yeah, life's been good to me so far. What is she singing there? What is that lyric?
That's just like the I think it's the white-winged dove, correct?
Yeah, we had a discussion last night. We had a little barbecue over my brother and sister-in-law's house, and she was laughing about how she used to think it was one-winged dove.
Oh, I thought it was the wild-winged dove.
I think it is white, but I think the lyric is white, but there's no way she doesn't say one.
Yeah, take a listen again.
Just like the white-winged dove. Singing.
Once you know, you can hear white, but if you hear that, I mean, it's, because that dove would just fly in circles, and I thought that was the point of the song for a long time. You need two wings to fly.
I think she's 75.
This is tough.
That is tough.
Because she was young.
Yeah, young.
Started. I'm going to say 69.
I think that's reasonable. I'm going to say 68.
72.
No.
Let's look at the co-creator of South Park. How old is the voice of Kyle, Matt Stone?
Thanks for saving me, Stan. You're my super best friend. You're my super best friend too, Kyle. Oh, that's so sweet, you guys. You want to go get a room so you can make out for a while? I love you.
They were also young when that hit. I mean, do you ever imagine that would still be kicking it? 51.
I think that's good.
Thank you.
50.
Let's see. What year was basketball?
So good.
49.
49 is correct.
Wow.
All right.
Man, so they were real young.
Yeah. Crazy. Very
crazy.
That's been, 20-something years ago?
Yeah.
Wow. This is the guy who created the word EGOT. When he's not Tubbs on Miami Vice, he's singing, how old is Philip Michael Thomas? What it means to be alive. Cause it just the way I end it.
That's a lot to play of that. So EGOT, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony, and he said he wanted to win all four. He maybe won a a daytime Emmy, but he hasn't. I don't even think he was nominated for any of them.
I think you're right. And after that, I don't think he's going to win that Grammy.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Sorry, Philip.
71.
71 is correct.
Yes!
Nice. Nice. And finally, how old is Mr. Lenny Kravitz?
I want to get away. I want to fly.
I can't think of his age because back in January when I was in Paris, we went on this little walking tour and they made a very special point to point out to us the falafel shop that on the front of the falafel shop is endorsed by Lenny Kravitz.
Wow.
I actually have a picture of it. I got to find that. As soon as I heard that song, it's like, oh, I got to scroll through my pictures.
We got to post that if you can find it.
I'll dig it up. Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, how old is he?
I'm going to say 55.
55?
Good guess.
52.
I do know one thing. He was born long ago. That's the first line of Are You Gonna Go My Way?
I was born long ago.
That's not, so, so there's no, some he's giving you some hint there, I think.
It ain't over till it's over. That's all I can
say. What's your guess?
Kravitz is 56.
56 is correct.
Right.
There you go. Happy birthday if you're having one today.
Lance Hildebrand now with a final look at traffic.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.